This podcast is sponsored by the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. Discover the intersection of science and humanistic values to enhance personal and societal well-being. Get your copy today at positivehumanism.com.
Promoting inclusive societies through positive humanism and secular values. Discover how promoting inclusive societies through positive humanism and a secular worldview fosters personal flourishing and social harmony. Hey, so I've been thinking a lot lately about what it really means to build a society where everyone feels included and valued. You know, a place where diversity isn't just tolerated but embraced, and where each individual's unique voice adds something to the whole. It's an essential topic, not just for social justice, but for our collective well-being. And honestly, it's a bit complex, but also super hopeful when you start recognizing the principles that can guide us there. At its core, promoting inclusive societies means creating environments where people of all backgrounds, different races, religions, abilities, gender identities, and so on, can flourish equally. It's about breaking down barriers created by systemic discrimination and unconscious biases that often keep folks on the margins. But what's exciting is that the framework for this kind of society can be grounded in something beyond traditional religion. It can be based on a secular worldview, where human dignity and personal flourishing are the focus, not divine mandates or dogma. Why a secular worldview matters. When we talk about building inclusive societies, a secular worldview offers a common ground where diverse people can come together without feeling the pressure to conform to specific religious or cultural norms. Instead, this worldview emphasizes humanistic values that promote respect, empathy, and cooperation. We don't need everyone to believe the same thing spiritually to agree that everyone deserves basic respect and opportunities. This approach aligns closely with positive humanism, a philosophy that focuses on fostering the best qualities in ourselves and in others without relying on supernatural beliefs. It shares a lot with ideas from positive psychology, which looks at how individuals can live meaningful, happy lives by cultivating strengths and well-being. What does promoting inclusivity look like in action? So beyond the idealistic talk, what are the tangible steps and attitudes that help create more inclusive societies? Empathy and active listening. Really hearing people's experiences and feelings helps break down prejudices and builds understanding. Creating equitable opportunities. This means not just formal equality, but taking active measures to make sure everyone has access to education, employment, healthcare, and community participation. Encouraging dialogue. Providing spaces where people can share their stories and perspectives, including uncomfortable ones, helps bridge divisions. Challenging biases. Whether unconscious or explicit, biases prevent inclusion. Awareness and commitment to addressing these is crucial. Promoting human dignity, treating everyone as valuable not as a means to an end, but as ends in themselves. This is a key humanistic principle. These steps aren't just moral good moves, they actually foster a society where individuals can thrive. There's this powerful synergy when we focus on applied humanistic philosophy, practicing these values in our daily lives, communities, and institutions. The result is personal flourishing for all, not just a privileged few. How this connects to you and me. It's easy sometimes to think that big social changes are someone else's job or that inclusivity is too abstract or political, but really it starts with how we live and treat those around us every day. Embracing a secular worldview encourages us to value others based on shared humanity rather than external labels. It nurtures a mindset that prioritizes practical ethics, respect, and kindness, qualities that support thriving communities. Plus, living with this perspective strengthens our own well-being. When we witness and participate in building inclusive spaces, we experience connection, meaning, and a sense of belonging. That's where the overlap with positive psychology really shines. To learn more. If you want a more structured foundation to explore these ideas, I highly recommend checking out the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. It's a brilliant, well-written introduction to how a humanistic secular worldview can promote both personal flourishing and social inclusiveness. The book makes these philosophical concepts accessible and practical. Whether you're interested in philosophy, psychology, or simply want to understand ways to contribute to a kinder, more inclusive society, this primer is a great resource. Learn more about the book and start your journey toward flourishing today. Visit positivehumanism.com and see how adopting humanistic values can transform your life and the communities around you. So next time you think about social change, remember that inclusivity isn't just some ideal on paper. It's built on real human connections, values, and practices that honor the dignity of every person, and that's something truly worth striving for.